You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Schools Today, a special edition of Catholic Community of Faith. And I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary Parish in Evanston. Time in Chicago is exactly 9 a.m. here on Relevant Radio 950. Co-hosting this morning, Graziano Marcheschi, the Director of Ministerial Resource Development for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
We're doing two shows in a row.
That's right, Friday and today. How's your weekend, Graz?
It was good, but you know what? I'm a hot weather wimp. I don't like that hot weather. I'm glad we're 30 degrees cooler today.
You're going to have a long, tough summer. But now, it was
incredible. Air conditioning.
Do you realize, like, on Friday, was in the 40s, and yesterday in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
And it's today, of course, a lot cooler.
Yay.
And but still April, and here we are now a week away from Holy Week.
Sunday's going to be 40.
Next Sunday?
Yeah.
You're smiling. I do like cold weather, too. So our phone number, 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408. I've never been into hot weather. I like it cooler.
Yeah.
And I'm more like you, but that nice weather is coming, so it'll be okay. We have a great program here lined up on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950. St. Michael School, located on the south side of Chicago, has many talented students. St. Michael School students have the opportunity to take piano lessons, violin lessons, Spanish classes, French classes, dance classes, and choir. Students will showcase their many talents during a talent show on Tuesday, April 19th, a week from tomorrow. And students from all grades were asked to participate. We have with us in studio 8th grade student and student council treasurer Jesse Rogers III with his mother, Linda Taylor. Welcome, Jesse and Linda, to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you.
Good morning. We have with us on the phone Kelly Schmieder, second grade teacher and student council moderator. Kelly, are you with us on Catholic Schools Today?
I am. Good morning.
Who's taking your class right now?
The first grade teacher was kind enough to take them outside for gym.
All right. Take them outside.
take them for a walk around the block and come on back.
They're going to hope we just keep you talking the whole hour.
That's right.
I know, right?
Well, Jesse Rogers III, we hear you are an outstanding young man and student at St. Michael's School on the south side of Chicago. And where are you going to high school, Jesse?
St. Ignatius.
Good for you. Now, you were also accepted at what other schools?
I was accepted at Whitney Young.
What else, Mom?
Wow.
Well, you've got the two top ones right there.
Gay, Comer, and Rowan Clark.
So what makes you so special there, young man?
You study hard?
Yes, I do. I try the best I can, and I work hard and try to be more like my dad.
All right.
Wonderful. That's
well, now that is a wonderful statement. When's the last time you heard an 8th grade boy say he works hard and he tries to be like his dad?
It's been a while. That's quite a compliment.
That's wonderful.
God bless your dad.
God bless your dad.
Well, let me ask you this. Linda, what role have you played besides, you know, Jesse wants to be like his dad in terms of following those steps. But as mom, there's always a special gift of a mother. So do you have to really push Jesse, or is he a self-starter?
He is a self-starter. He starts, you know, by himself. He can get into it. But, you know, he's still a boy, and he's still a kid. So every once in a while, I have to push him, but I don't have to do it often. He's pretty much like his father, who likes to be or think he was a perfectionist, so he's always aiming for perfection.
That is great.
Jesse, what kind of things are you involved in at school besides the academics?
Let's see.
Do you play any sports or any instruments or any other classes that you take?
I used to take Spanish class there, mm-hmm. and that was about it.
Do you play any instrument like the piano or violin or any of the school offers?
I play piano, but not at school.
But you, how long have you been playing the piano?
Well, my dad taught me, I think, when I was at least 4 or 5. And
do you still play the piano today?
Yes, I do.
Good for you. In fact, you know, I grats to share this with you. My mother offered piano lessons for me,
mm-hmm.
along with my sister and brother, and my sister really got into it. You know, Jesse, for 3 years, I took piano lessons, and I couldn't stand it, and I regret it today. I can't even find middle C. But see, now my sports days are long over, and I wish I could sit and play the piano, and I had the opportunity weekly with a lesson, and all I wanted to do was to play football, baseball, and basketball. And now I look back in life and say, I was given an opportunity and a gift that I wasted the opportunity.
Or maybe you spared us the ordeal of, you know, saying, Greg, what did you do with all that money? What money? The money your mother gave you for those lessons. Because obviously you didn't take them.
A waste of talent. Jesse, out of all the classes you take, what is your favorite one? Say a favorite subject.
Algebra.
Whoa.
That was my least favorite.
Me too. All right.
No kidding.
Well, when we need help with math, we'll know who to call.
The thing is that now, as you get ready for graduation in May or June, what are some of the fears you have about high school? I mean, there's joys about graduating, excitement, and new beginnings. But what's the biggest thing that kind of hits your mind regarding high school?
Well, getting there and back home.
Okay.
Because it's a long ways.
Yeah. It'll be, what, a couple of buses or something, or a train?
A train, and mm-hmm. probably a bus.
And the thing is, how many hours a day do you study after school? A couple hours a day?
2.
You do? And then you do find time to, play with friends and, watch television a little bit? Or
yes.
And so what's your favorite hobby?
Bowling.
It is. What's your average?
A 142.
That's excellent. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
For an 8th grader. That's pretty good.
I think that was my average when I was in college.
I never averaged that. What's been your high game?
A 232.
Excellent. And you are 8th grade?
Yes.
Kid lights up. He lights up the pins.
He's been bowling since 5, so.
Well, let me ask you, your dad taught you that too?
No. Actually, my cousins did.
Okay, all right.
Kelly, you're the moderator of the student council there. You've been working with Jesse here for a while. What would you say makes your school a wonderful school and makes this student council outstanding?
Well, the student council is outstanding because of the students that participate in the student council. They are very creative and very focused, and they have so many ideas that they work very hard to share with the student body.
Is the student council the one that's sponsoring this talent show that's coming up, or is that just an all-school event?
It is an all-school event, but it is sponsored by the student council. They came up with the idea, wrote the proposal, got it approved by the principal, and now they're in the stages of organizing and fine-tuning the event.
Excellent. What kind of acts are we going to be seeing at this show?
We are actually previewing the acts this Friday. A lot of the students that have signed up are doing a musical number, and also some lip singing and dance moves will be seen at the talent show.
Kelly, how many years have you taught at St. Michael's School?
This is my 4th year at St. Michael's School.
And where did you teach before this?
Before that, I was a student at the University of Iowa.
Okay, and the thing is, but let me ask you this question. You know, it's many times given to me, I will tell people, Catholic schools have to be different, a faith-based education, and we better be different, and it's all rooted in the Lord and Scripture and teachings of the church. Why did you choose teaching in a Catholic school when you could have made more money in the public school system?
That's a great question. One of the first reasons that
that's why I'm getting, that's why I'm getting the big bucks.
Are you trying to get rid of our good teachers here, Greg?
Not at all.
Well, I first chose to teach at a Catholic school because I grew up in a Catholic school, and my faith is very important to me, and I wanted to share that with the students in Chicago.
Excellent answer.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Naperville, Illinois.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What parish out there?
St. Peter and Paul.
St. Peter and Paul, yeah. That's Joliet Diocese, right?
That is correct.
So then really what you want to do is to take the faith you were given as a child from home and the education and now pass it on to the young people today.
Exactly.
Even though you yourself are still very young.
Are you going to have any amateur magicians in your talent show?
I have not heard, but I hope so.
I think you should put out a call for amateur magicians.
That's a great idea. Maybe one of the teachers.
I could teach Jesse a trick here today before he leaves, and then he could do it on the show.
Yeah, don't make mom disappear. You hate when that happens. The trick goes awry. Listen, Kelly, give us a phone number for people to contact St. Michael's School to learn more about all the education opportunities and the religion. And just what is the phone number and web?
Okay, of course. The phone number is 773-221-0212.
And the web?
And the website is www.stmichaelssouthshore.org.
The thing is now, you know, Jesse, as an eighth grade graduate coming up, what advice would you give to other fellow students when it comes to education as an eighth grader?
Do all your homework. That's very important. Pay attention in class because that can be part of your grade, too.
Now, where'd you learn this? Because a lot of kids, you know, your age say, I don't want to do homework and I don't listen in class. So where'd you learn this?
Probably experience and through the teachers.
Excellent.
See, Greg, if you had met Jesse 40 years ago, you'd have been a much better 8th grade student.
would have done better. Well, I want to thank in a very special way Jesse Rogers III, an 8th grade student and student council treasurer. Also joined us in studio, his mother, Linda Taylor. And also by phone, Kelly Schmieder, 2nd grade teacher and student council moderator at St. Michael's School on Chicago's South Side. I want to thank you, Jesse. God bless you. And our prayers with you as you begin St. Ignatius High School. Our phone number, 312-255-8408, here on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950. The time is exactly 9:12. Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grata Marcheski, will be back right after a break.
Tour rooms of antique mechanical curiosities from Victrolas to steam engines at the magical San Filippo Estate Saturday, May 21st at Catholic Charities Hearts for Homeless Families fundraiser. The dazzling event benefits programs that help the homeless in Northwest Cook County. The ticket price of $175 per person includes an extensive tour, elegant dinner, and lively auction emceed by radio personality Gary Meyer. For more information, visit catholiccharities.net/hearts or call 847-376-2118.
The Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
This Lenten season, join millions of Catholics throughout the U.S. in a 30-year tradition within the Catholic Church. Catholic Relief Services' Operation Rice Bowl program. Lent isn't just about giving something up, it's also about doing something positive. Operation Rice Bowl provides a way to embrace traditional themes of Lent through praying with others, fasting, and giving alms while learning about our global community. Celebrate the holy season of Lent by becoming a part of the Operation Rice Bowl community today. Visit www.crs.org to learn more.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, a special edition of Catholic Community of Faith here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. The time is exactly 9:15 on this Monday morning in Chicago. Interesting, Gratz, that the tremendous storms predicted for last evening, possible tornado in the city, hail, heavy winds. We had the wind. I think they got really hit in the western part of the state. And of course, Iowa clobbered with some tornadoes, but you know, we were both in Evanston and wasn't bad. No rain.
My wife always listens to that, so she takes it so seriously. My attitude towards weather forecast is I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, I tell you, it's a tough prediction because the winds can blow and change. But when you think about it, it's the only one of the few professions you can be wrong so often and still have great job security.
Yeah.
But people understand it's the weather. But it's interesting. Remember 2 months ago, the blizzard of 2011, they were accurate. You know, they predicted 20 inches and boom, we got 20 inches. They were right on the mark. So that one they guessed right.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
That's right. Also about what the guy says. My wife's cooking is so bad, even the flies are chipping in to get the screen fixed. Okay, enough of comedy for today on Relevant Radio 950.
Hey, maybe we could go be in that St. Michael's talent show. What do you say, Greg?
Let's
Gratz
do it.
And Greg and Gratz.
We're going to do a stand-up. The Week of the Young Child, now in its 40th year, is an annual celebration sponsored by the National Association for the Education of Young Children, also NAEYC. The purpose of the Week of the Young Child is to focus public attention on the needs of young children and their families and to recognize the early childhood programs and services that meet those needs. The 2011 Week of the Young Child is April 10th through the 16th, which is beginning today. And the theme is Early Years Are Learning Years. Our guest via the phone, Julie Ramsky, Early Childhood Director for the Office of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Julie, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you. Good morning,
Julie.
Father Greg, and good morning, Gratz.
You've been on the program here before, Julie.
Oh, yes. Several times. I have a frequent flyer card.
That's right. I was going to say, you're one of our regular
we have your special
guests.
Chair here.
Exactly. And it, so
and we have a cardboard cutout of you sitting in it.
With the lips
my
moving.
My name is painted on a spot in the parking lot.
That's right.
Well, Julie, tell us about the Week of the Young Child, now in its 40th year. And I like the theme. The early years are the learning years. Tell us about that.
Well, it actually was a celebration that began in Chicago, and you know we're the leader of many, many things here, and was adopted by NAACI a couple of years later. But it's meant to focus on the early childhood programs and the tremendous success that they are and the wonderful job they do serving young children and families. And I'm obviously referring to the schools in our Archdiocese of Chicago. 97% of our schools have preschool programs. And we serve children that are 3 and 4 year olds. We offer before and after school care. So we really, really do a service for families.
Talk a little bit about the value of that early childhood education. I think young parents often wonder, is this the best thing for my child? Are they better off staying home with me as the mom, you know, and all the attention that I can shower on them? Or do they benefit from the social interaction with other children, in a group setting like a preschool? What's the wisdom on that today?
Well, there's been years of research and longitudinal studies that document how well children succeed in school because of a preschool experience, more than even just the socialization, it's also the academic benefits that they receive. And our preschool programs are part of our elementary schools, so it is really a continuum of care and education that we are able to provide. Well, and obviously the benefit of the
what's an optimal age to start a child in an early childhood program?
Well, in our schools, Father Greg, because we fall under the State Board of Education, we only take children of at the age of three. There are other programs that will, you know, offer child care to children under the age of three, such as our Catholic Charities programs. But in the Catholic schools, it's 3 years old and up.
Okay. I do know that when I was in, grammar school, going back, over 50 years ago, there was no three-year-old program or four-year-old program available to my knowledge. And so I actually went to kindergarten because Mary Seat of Wisdom did not have a kindergarten, went to mm-hmm. Washington Grammar School in Park Ridge. And I have to say, Julie, I could not stand kindergarten. I couldn't stand. And I'll tell you why, because I have a sister, well, I've got four brothers and sisters total, but I had a sister, Pam, or have, 1 year younger than me, and all I wanted to do was spend time at home with her playing. And I found kindergarten a waste of time because I couldn't be home playing with Pam. I mean, as the year wore on, it became easier, but I thought to myself, I don't want to be here. And this was in kindergarten.
Back in my little hometown in Italy, there was no kindergarten. So I use that as an excuse for not knowing how to match my tie and my shirt because I never learned colors as a little kid.
Well, the thing is now, it just in the rundown I have here, Julie, it says here, the purpose of the week of the young child is to focus public attention on the needs of young children and their families. Say more about that. I mean, what do you mean the needs of young children or families? What would you be focusing on that, say, parents don't already know?
Well, what we hear from parents so often, obviously, is they've got both mothers and fathers working or they're single-parent households, and they need programs for their child to be in. They are looking for, obviously, academic and high quality programs, and also they want their children to be in a place that's safe and secure and know that their children are being cared for and loved and taught well, and that is all available in our Catholic preschool and kindergarten programs.
When I was raising my kids, I think the wisdom at the time was that a child's basic personality is formed by the age of seven. Is that still the prevalent wisdom?
Actually, it's so much earlier than
that. I think it's three or four.
Because of all of the brain research and the medical advances with, CAT scans and the things that they're able to know. What we intrinsically knew as early childhood educators now can be proven, that children really by the age of three pretty well are, they're wired, and so from the time that even before they're born, they're just absorbing and learning, and so not that you can't reverse any ill effects, but the younger that we can make an impact on them, the better.
Wow.
So our preschool program, our schools start with preschool programs that are very much a part of the elementary school. We follow state standards. We have curriculum that starts with preschool. We go through a rigorous evaluation process. We very much look at our early childhood programs as part of a learning continuum.
Now, Julia, in the Archdiocese of Chicago on a grammar school level, about how many of the grammar schools would have a three-year-old program? I know that I think all of them have a four-year-old program, of course, kindergarten. But about how many begin on the three-year-old level?
That's the exact statistic. I'm not exactly sure, Father Greg, because every school has different facilities and what they're able to accommodate. Sometimes it's a classroom with a mixed three- and four-year-old group. Others have enough room that they can accommodate age-separate three-year-old classrooms. So if parents are interested, it's best for them to go on the website and look at the individual schools, or they can call the 5200 general number for information. But it depends. Every school doesn't offer the same early childhood program.
What would you say are the characteristics or the gifts of a really good early childhood teacher, Some people just seem to be built for that. You know, yes, they just love those little kids, and others you don't want to go anywhere near them.
First of all of our teachers are degreed and certified. Sometimes it's a misconception about the Catholic schools, but even down to the preschool programs, we require our teachers to have bachelor's degrees and state certification. So there is an assurance of quality right from the get-go. As much as possible, we look for teachers with early childhood certification because they've gone through a specific program, and college teacher prep program. Early childhood teachers are really hard-working teachers because they really do not only teach the children, but they care for them. I mean, imagine a room full of 23 and 4-year-olds, and you really are like a second mom to them. So these teachers have to know all the latest curriculum and standards and how to bring that across to young children, because there are no textbooks or quizzes or, take out your homework from last night. That's not. They have to know how to teach young children.
Yeah.
And so they do a wonderful job because they love it. They love the young children, and they love being in our schools.
Well,
our
Julie,
teachers are very committed.
It's always great to have you here, and thank you during this week of the young child.
Thank you
for reminding us of the importance of early childhood education and the small window we have to make that initial impact.
Yes,
like you say, you can always build on it, but the foundation is critical. So, God bless you. We're going to go to a break now.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Scott.
You betcha.
Thank you, Julie Ramsky. God bless you. Keep up the great work, Julie.
Thank you. Take care.
When we return, we're going to talk to some folks from St. Nicholas of Tolentine School in Chicago. Don't go away, and we'll be right back.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Catholic teens and young adults are preparing for World Youth Day 2011 in Madrid, Spain. The Archdiocese is sponsoring an exciting and inspirational 9-day trip for this coming August.
World Youth Day is a week-long spiritual journey during which teens and young adults from around the world unite to share their faith.
The Archdiocese organized trip to Madrid will include daily mass, catechesis, festivals, walking tours, and all the events scheduled with the Holy Father Pope Benedict the 16th.
That includes a welcoming ceremony, an evening candlelight vigil, and the closing mass. And for young people not going to Madrid, there's a wonderful World Youth Day celebration planned at Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine in Des Plaines.
The regional event will bring together young Catholics from Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. There will even be a giant TV hookup so you can pray along with the Pope during the closing mass in Madrid.
Go to the Archdiocese website, www.archchicago.org, and click on World Youth Day. You'll find information regarding travel to Madrid, our local festivities, and a link to the official World Youth Day website.
Plan now. Be part of this inspirational and memorable celebration of our faith.
World Youth Day 2011.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, a special edition of Catholic Community Faith here on Relevant Radio 950. The time is exactly 9:30 on this Monday morning in Chicago, and Lent still continues. And a week from now, we have Holy Week, moving toward the holiest days of the year with the Triduum. And our next segment, St. Nicholas of Tallentine School in Chicago, focuses on spiritual development, academic development, and performing arts. St. Nicholas of Tallentine offers many different musical options for their students. Primary chorus, junior high chorus, beginning violin, string orchestra, beginning band, senior band, percussion club, guitar classes, and private lessons. Wow. Students as young as first grade can learn to play a musical instrument and participate in the school choir. St. Nick's will have a string orchestra concert on Friday, May 13th, and a band percussion concert on Thursday, May 19th. Hey, Graz, that's a long introduction there. And with us in studio, Mary Agnes Menden, the co-principal of St. Nicholas of Tallentine School and the music teacher. Also, we have with us Judy Lay, a music director and instructor. Mary Agnes and Judy, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you.
It seems, Mary Agnes, that St. Nicholas of Tallentine School, beside the basic core curriculum, of course, religion and faith-based education, very, very strong in the area of music and music opportunities.
Yes, we are. We have many wonderful programs at St. Nick's, and one program that we're most proud of is our music program. And we really just see the connection that music has to math, to students being successful on standardized tests, to just music impacting speech and language skills, memory skills, and helping the children to learn vocabulary and read better, as well as the most important, that they connect socially with their peers and being a part of a big community.
I've read that if students listen to classical music prior to going into, say, a standardized test, that they do incrementally better.
That's correct. The research.
That's where I went wrong. Now I know on the ACT, you know, and SAT.
If you've been practicing that piano like your mother wanted you to, Greg.
Wow. There's the answer. Say more about that, about listening to classical music, Mary Agnes.
When you listen to classical music, you're just, your whole mind, your brain, everything, you're engaged in that, and it kind of music, beyond being entertaining for ourselves, it says that when you're playing, you're listening, or you're singing, that you're actually charging our brain, and that your brains are being charged.
Yeah. Judy Lay, I see you teach music at 15 different schools.
Yes.
How do you do that? There's only five days in a school week.
I'm a superwoman.
Superwoman. All right.
That's amazing. No,
that's what that big S is in front on your chest there. Okay.
I do have a different teachers. Actually, I come to Southside, Chicago, 1997, and start teaching different schools. First time I was one woman show, just myself. So I go different schools. And now we develop more and more schools. And for this 14 years, we have like 1,000 kids go through our program.
Now, Judy, what instruments do you play?
I'm a violinist.
You're a violinist?
I'm a violinist, yes.
And you started at what age?
Well, that's a long story.
Don't make it too long.
Okay. Actually, I started playing piano when I was 3 and a half because my parents both are musicians. So by the time I grew up in the Cultural Revolution time. So that time is, ever since the heart, you cannot play any Western music. And so the only piano piece I could play was some of the Chinese arrangement, which is very difficult for young girl. So I asked my mom, I want to change different instruments. So that time, she only think the piano is the king of instrument, not on violin. Violin secondary. So anyway, so I won't play the violin. So I actually started violin when I was 12, so it's not so young. Hmm. Yeah, so.
Now, I see in your list of schools, they're all Southside schools, except for one very familiar-looking school, Pope John the 23rd.
Yes, Pope John. That's a wonderful school. Yes.
I pastor the parish that involves Pope John the 23rd, because I'm pastor at St. Mary Parish in Evanston, along with Father Bill Tichuk.
You are?
Pastor St. Nicholas, yeah.
Yeah.
And my wife is the music teacher at
Pope
John.
Nancy Marcheski.
Wow! Oh my gosh! Wow.
It's a small archdiocese after all.
Nancy, I play, you know, the Christmas time. You know, I play her show with her.
That's great.
Yeah. So it involves me, but again, I'm the pastor a mile away. But it's two parishes involving one tremendous school, Pope John the 23rd, and of course Nancy does a phenomenal job leading the music ministry.
She's wonderful. Yeah.
Over in the grammar school.
Yes.
And then you've been involved. You go back with this going back to 1997.
97, yes.
How did you get this idea to start this, Judy?
Actually, I was pretty lucky. One of my friend, he started a program long time ago, and then he left. He was tired of teaching, I think, the kids. So he went to the golf business. So that's why, you know, I start pick up from there. And so just, you know, develop.
So he left the business, went to go play golf or teach golf?
No, he opened a golf something in China.
Okay. And then you took his place?
Yes. Yes.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
And Mary Agnes, you've been now co-principal for how long?
For 6 years.
And where were you before this?
I was at Seton Academy. I was a high school music teacher.
Okay.
Now, how do you manage to be a music teacher and a co-principal at the same time?
Well, actually, St. Nicholas of Tolentine has a unique situation. We have two co-principals, and we both are active in the classroom, and we are teaching and that. So that allows me to when there's another person, to go into the classroom and teach.
There are two co-principals in addition to a full-time principal, or it's just the two co-principals?
It's just the two of us.
Wow.
Okay. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today, a special edition of Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950. In the background, you hear the children of St. Nicholas of Tolentine School with their violins. And these are all grammar school children. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. We'll be back right after a break, and do not touch that dial.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
Welcome back to
Name That Tune for 100.
On Catholic Schools Today, Catholic Community of Faith, Archdiocese of Chicago, the anchor, Father Greg Sagowitz, Gratz Mark Teske helping out. And we're talking with Judy Lay, who is the
music director,
string extraordinaire from St. Nicholas of Tolentine School, and Mary Agnes Menden, the co-principal and music teacher from that school. Now, a little quiz for our listeners. You just heard some string instruments being played by how many children do you think that was? The answer is 10. How long do you think those kids have been studying violin? 5 years? 6? 4? Answer is 2 years.
And guess what grade?
Greg, what would you say? 8th grade? 7th?
Well, I thought it was junior high, and Judy said those were all 3rd and 4th graders from the grammar school.
3rd and 4th graders.
3rd and 4th. That's phenomenal. That's and Judy, right. You mentioned no private lessons for these children. It's been basically in the group?
Yes.
In the group?
Yes. It's basically in the group.
Phenomenal.
Yes. Group lessons.
And that was only 10 violinists of the 50 that you have at St. Nicholas of Tolentine School.
Yes, we have 50 violinists in grades, first grade through fourth grade.
So your string program, Judy, has been very, very successful.
Okay, let me say that. The day I walk into St. Nicholas School, I just feel this energy. I never felt that way. And I feel like when I walk to school, I'm the queen of the violin teacher, because I walk in and the school has a special person to take care of the kids' instrument, make sure they come to the class, and they schedule any time I want. It's just the best. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine I can have this, it's just the best treatment. That's why I can, give all my energy to the kids.
I'm sure that has a lot to do with you, Mary Agnes, as a lifelong musician. You've been playing in orchestras all your life. What's your instrument?
I play trumpet.
You play trumpet.
You started learning the trumpet at what age?
I started learning the trumpet in high school. I was originally a percussionist. I chose the drums in junior high, but when I got to high school, the band director had way too many drummers, so he encouraged me to play trumpet, and that's been my major instrument ever since.
You know, oftentimes in schools, if there's a funding crunch, one of the things that first gets cut is the music program. You're lucky. You're the principal, so you can make sure that that doesn't happen at your school.
Yes. that's one of the reasons why I am a principal.
But talk a little bit. You mentioned a little while ago about the value of music. in the education of children. What is the value? How does it help them?
Well, it really builds self-confidence, self-discipline, and it really inspires creativity. I mean, when you look at anyone playing in an orchestra, and then and just look at the conductor. The conductor doesn't have to say a word. He just stands up there, and then everyone else in that orchestra, they're empowered to share their gifts with one another, and that's so that we're really building a community. We're a community of learners, and we're fostering our Catholic faith.
What's interesting, Mary Agnes, you said that in first, second, third, and fourth grade, there's a combination of those 4 years, 50 children playing the violin.
Yes.
And the thing is, it's all volunteer. They don't have to be doing that. Am I correct, Judy?
No, they don't. I think this is the school. How you do that?
When we first, 2 years ago, we were able to receive a grant. So we were able to purchase some violins, and we were able to offer violin lessons to 20 students. So we, in order to begin the program and build the program, we chose 10 first graders and 10 second graders. And then once that took off and they had their first concert, well, that's all we had to do was show the others what their peers were doing, and then everyone wanted to come on board and play the violin. So
that
then we offered it.
That has got to be the cutest thing. I'm just picturing 10 little first graders with do they have miniature, you know, smaller size violins?
They have small size. We have small size violins.
Can you picture that, Greg?
These
tiny little kids playing violins.
Great, great picture.
And you know what we're going to do with the spring concert? Since San Nicolas, most of our kids are Spanish, you know, kids, we're going to do a mariachi music. Yeah, one of our repertoire is they're going to play mariachi style music.
That is really incredible. Yeah. I can't believe that 50 children from the St. Nicholas Valentine Grammar School up to grade 4 are playing the violin, which means, now here's something interesting. When you have an activity, when you have a music program, you know, in some places it's not cool, it's not popular, why do you want to do this, why do you want to do that? But I get the impression St. Nicholas of Valentine, to be one of the violinists is, quote, cool.
I think so.
Level.
It is.
Yes, it is.
And you're starting them early, and it's interesting to find out 15 or 20 years from now, how many of those children playing the violin today will make it maybe a life career, or 15 years from now still playing the violin, which is a beautiful instrument, and get very serious with that instrument.
I think in St. Nicholas, I believe 70% kids will be stay in their lifetime play their fiddles.
Have you seen any instances of where music really made a difference in the life of a child? Maybe a child was struggling or their self-esteem was low. Can you, without naming names, obviously, can you tell us of any?
We had a boy. I don't want to say slow. It just, you know, not catch up the class. And he started playing cello. And now he's the best cello player. And he's in one of special music high school.
And it actually helped his whole academic career.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. You become proficient in an area, and you gain the confidence, and things are coming together. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today, a special edition of Catholic Community Faith. The time is coming up on 9:49 on this Monday morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi, and our guests are Mary Agnes Menden, the co-principal of St. Nicholas of Valentine and a music teacher, and Judy Lay, a music director and instructor. And what you're hearing in the background are 10 of the 50 violinists from third and fourth grade. They've only been doing this for 2 years, and these children are 9 and 10 years old. So we'll be back right after a break here on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m.
Pope John Paul II is on the fast track to sainthood. One of the major steps is beatification. Now, on May 1st of this year, you can attend the beatification ceremony of Pope John Paul II in St. Peter's Square. A wonderful pilgrimage to Rome, sponsored by the Catholic New World, is being planned at a very reasonable cost. The trip includes the beatification ceremony, a private mass with Cardinal Francis George, and lots of sightseeing, including visits to the Vatican Museum and the Sistine Chapel. Go to the Archdiocesan website at www.archchicago.org and click on Pilgrimage to Rome for all the details. That's www.archchicago.org and click on Pilgrimage to Rome. It's your chance to experience Rome while celebrating the beatification of Pope John Paul II with Catholics from around the world.
Each night, thousands of families face homelessness in Chicago. Those families aren't just statistics. They're your neighbors, your friends. They could even be part of your own family.
I had lost my job, so I wasn't working, and I had run out of all my savings, so I ended up losing my apartment. And I went to stay with my sister, but she's got this small little itty-bitty condo, so we were all sleeping on the floor. So I started calling around for the housings and everything, and they told me to call Catholic Charities, and it just happened when I got through, Joanne answered the phone, and she goes, "You know, you got me just at the right time. We're actually doing interviews right now. You want to come in?" And gave me the whole rundown of everything and how the program works and everything. She goes, "Is this something you can do?" And I looked at her and says, "You're offering me a roof over my head, something more than I've got right now. And I'm willing to do anything to keep that roof over my head."
Catholic Charities of Chicago is there to provide a helping hand to the homeless. Find out how to help us help the most needy. Visit CatholicCharities.net.
The Gift of Music, brought to you by 10 violinists from St. Nicholas of Tolentine School, the students of Judy Lee and Mary Agnes Menden, in a wonderful music program. You've got some shows coming up at your school. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. On Friday, May 13th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. in Hardiman Hall at St. Nicholas of Tolentine School, we will feature all of our violin players and our string orchestra. And then on May 19th, that's a Thursday evening at 7 p.m. and also at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, we will feature our concert band and our percussion group.
And the thing is, if people want to learn more about St. Nicholas of Tolentine School, give us a phone number and a web.
Sure. Our phone number is area code 773-735-0772.
And number once again, Mary Agnes.
773-735-0772.
And the web?
Is www.stnicksschool.com.
Excellent.
You're a living embodiment of the adage, if you want to get something done, ask a busy person. Because we've been learning that you're the music teacher, you're co-principal, and you're also a doctoral student at Loyola University?
That's correct. I this past fall, it was a wonderful opportunity through Loyola University and the Archdiocese of Chicago that's affording me to work on my EDD and curriculum and instruction. So I'm grateful for that.
That is marvelous. During the break, Judy, you gave us your one big dream of life. Tell all the listeners.
Yes. That's my dream. I know one day it will become true. I like to take my music students, come to my motherland, China, and I want to play music on Great Wall.
The Great Wall of China.
Yes. I want to play music in the Great Wall. We'll play different type of music, but that is my dream. And I know one day it will become true.
You will do it.
I will do it.
And on the way back, stop in Rome and play for the Holy Father.
I will.
All right.
Yeah, that is marvelous. And I just find that when children are given an opportunity, you know, doors open up. I know one story that's kind of a sidebar is Roger Torrey Peterson, who was born out east, one of the greatest ornithologists in the history of the United States. At the age of 9 in grammar school, had a teacher that was big into bird watching. This is going back to the 1920s. And because of this teacher, it changed the life of Roger Torrey Peterson, because in 1933 he wrote, edited, did the illustrations of the really official bird guide called the Roger Torrey Peterson Field Guide to the Birds. And he says that when he was 9, it was because of a teacher in grammar school that changed his life, his love for nature, his love for birding. The same thing happens in the area of music, that a gift is being provided for these children. That now, will all of them take up the violin? No. But will it change the life of some, maybe make a career out of it? Yes. Because I think we all know it does begin early when gifts and doors are open and when parents provide that opportunity. Now, that includes the faith. So when you're part of a Catholic grammar school, I don't care if it's a Pope John the 23rd, St. Nicholas of Tallentine, St. Mary of the Woods, you name it, we have to be different. A faith-based education. And parents do sacrifice. I look at you, Mary Agnes, and with you, Judy, you're making a tremendous difference in all the work you do, Mary Agnes, as a teacher and as a co-principal. What's your greatest challenge with these children?
My greatest challenge with the students would be to really get them to see that they're worth it. That they all have their gifts and talents, and that they need to be brought out and shared with the world.
You know, from what Greg was saying, it's obvious that you share in a sacred responsibility, because you really are helping to form young minds. You're forming young lives, and as Greg said, sometimes the impact lasts for a lifetime. Judy, it sounds like you've been at this long enough to have seen children grow up and either really embrace the instrument and, you know, and make it their life's passion. Have you seen that?
Well, okay. I think my first or second generation student, they're most are in college. I do have somebody in music major in New York University. Some of the kids in Chicago University, some accepted by Harvard. You know, I don't say music did everything, but it does something for them.
It has really made, you know, change, yes, the lives of young people. I want to thank in a very special way today. We've had Mary Agnes Menden, the co-principal of St. Nicholas of Tallentine School, also the music teacher. Boy, what a schedule you keep, Mary Agnes. And also Judy Lay, music director and instructor, not only in St. Nicholas of Tallentine, but involved in 15 schools in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Right.
So Judy, keep up your great work that you do.
I just like to use a little chance to thank a couple principals.
Well, real quickly, because we got about 5 seconds.
Yes. Start a St. John Fisher, Sister Jean, San Bernadette, Miss Bauman, St. Catherine's, all the schools. Great support from you.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, thank you, Judy, and to
Pope John's too.
Okay. Rosalie Musiala from Pope John,
Musiala,
and Nancy
Marcheski,
the great music teacher there, and Rafael Marcheski. Thank you for co-hosting this morning on Catholic
Schools. It's always a pleasure,
today.
Father Greg.
And also, we've had with us great work with our producer, Jasmine Kiddos, and excellent job with our engineer, Brian Hockey Hitman Brock. And when this violin is done, Brian's going to give us a round on his tuba. He's doing a tuba concert. He used to play the tuba when he was younger. So God's blessings to all, and have a great week.
I play a one.
Thank you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.